To Trust a Stranger by Karen Robards. Read by Laura Hicks.
1987.
Please, please don't do this.
Kelly Carlson's voice broke. Tears flowed as she looked beseechingly over her shoulder at the man prodding her forward. The wet tracks sliding down her pale cheeks shone silver in the moonlight.
Walk down to the end of the car.
The gun aimed at her back never wavered. The eyes of the man holding it were as cold and soulless as the dark waters of South Carolina's Lake Moultrie, which spread out like a black-tinted mirror before them, reflecting in its rippling surface the cold blue glitter of the stars overhead. The brand-new champagne-colored Cougar was parked on a 12-foot-high wooded cliff overlooking the lake. It was a popular spot for family picnics in the summer. Tonight, with the temperature hovering at around 40 degrees and the time well past 2 a.m., it was deserted, except for the desperate little tableau being played out around the car.
I'm begging you, please.
Kelly obediently stumbled forward, her gait unsteady, her boots crunching through drifts of fallen leaves. Her voice was high-pitched, near hysteria. Daniel Macquarie could have told her that begging for her life was a waste of time. He would have told her if the duct tape covering his mouth had allowed him to say anything at all. Woozy from the just-ended beating that had left him bruised and bloodied, sick at his stomach with the pain of what he judged to be roughly half a dozen cracked or broken ribs, he could barely keep her in focus as he leaned against the cool, smooth curb.